Hi, all 花龟，all the 花龟，hello，hello。I hope you have saw this announcement. I impromptu, I just created this live 2 minutes ago. I don't know whether you can see. If you are here, just say hi lah, just say hello ah. Okay ah. So I do this. Okay. Finally, I saw some people come in because I actually done the live at 8 p.m. I think I do the setup wrongly. So I spoke for the last 10 minutes. There's no one inside. I think so I do so I shared so many things and I think the video got problem lah. So anyway, you are here. Thank you. At least got people reply. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, everyone. Sorry. Oh, that's why I was speaking. I was speaking for the first 5 minutes. There are still zero people. And that's something wrong lah. So then now we have people now. Yeah, then just now whatever I shared now I'll just reshare lah. Okay, guys, quick one. It's an important announcement. Okay, so one good so the most important question announcement that I will share today is I have people who always want to ask me for tips lah, where to buy lah, how to prepare for 2026 lah. Like if you are single, how to prepare to buy the first property, and if you already own a property, how to buy your second property. If you are EC, how to decouple to buy a second property. So if you want to know more, I am having the last class, and this last class, and is what's so different about this class, which is happening this weekend. Which is different from the rest of the classes that I did for the first 10 months of the year, is this class is a smaller class whereby we have more interaction in the class lah. So if you want to know what I'm going to share in the 2 days program this weekend, I'll be having the last webinar, which is at 9 p.m. So 9 p.m. now is 8:10, now is 8:12. So at 9 p.m., if you watch this video before 9 p.m., and if you register before 9 p.m. and you are ready to watch, click the link here, which is I put out the link here, is for you to register before you can watch on the webinar. So in the 2 days, so the webinar is to teach you how to get. How to got people ask me about, oh, they have loan issue, they do not know how to get more loan, they do not know how to get longer loan tenure so that they can pay lesser for their housing loan, or they can pay lesser or collect more passive income. Yeah, so I'll be going to share everything later at 9 p.m. And the good news, this is the last webinar of the year. Then after that, no more already. Then relax already. Then you prepare for 2026 already. And if you have know the news right now, I think later somebody sent me there's the latest government land sales sold, which is a crazy price, which I will touch this maybe tomorrow. Okay, but I just want to share. I think somebody just asked me, say, hi, everyone, what do you think about latest GLS land bid at Newton? I just saw the news. To me, it's ridiculously quite high lah. If you look at the number of bidders, very good number of bidders, which you can see that there's a demand for the land. But I think the top bidder, they really bid a lot higher than second, third, fourth bidder. The second, third, fourth bidder, they are experienced bidder. If I'm not wrong, quickly, I remember CapitaLand, Wing Thai, they bidded quite a good land price, but the winner, walao, just baller buy very high. Okay, but anyway, there's a lot of plenty of good new launches next year. There, of course, the entry price is very important. So quickly, because I want to quickly do this announcement, is for those is so that you will not miss out the webinar, and I'm going to give very good discount for the webinar. And the webinar is all about the I'll be sharing what I will be teaching in this 2 days program this weekend. So if you can come for it lah, because next year I will increase price already. This is the last time whereby I will share everything you need to know, from how to buy, how to what is considered good property. I will teach you all the filters, all the magic that you can't find on the internet. Everything. So I'll be teaching everything. Then okay. So I want to please talk a bit on landed property. Landed property, can is for people who are hot lah. So those people who bought 3 years ago. My guys bought 3 years ago about low 3 millions, but now the minimum is about 4 to 4.5 million. So we can say that for the past 3 years, they make a million. So if the market continue to do well, like the last 3 years, whatever you buy today, 4 million, 5 million, and since the holding period right now is 4 years instead of 3 years, you can safely say that you can potentially make 1 million also. So of course, but again, buying landed property is for those people, the high income one, then you can consider landed. If not, going for two condos is also one of the methods how to increase your portfolio. And the good thing about two condos is you just need to pay one of them. The other condo will be paid by your renter, by the renter. That's the reason you need to learn how to get more loan, how to get a longer loan tenure. So these are some of the strategy and tips that I'm going to teach in the webinar later or in the 2 days program this weekend. And I want to do this last minute announcement because there are many times after I conducted a class and they told me they missed this out, they missed that out, they missed this new, they do not know there's a webinar, they do not know I conduct class. So this is for you. I hope that you are in time to register for the 9 p.m. webinar later. I haven't eaten some more, yeah. So I want to quickly do this. I will do another 3 more minutes, close. I go and makan quickly, then I will see you in the webinar. Okay, so I'll take some questions now. Sell two condos to buy one landed property, is it a good deal? As I say, two condos is, you talk about managing the property, if you are talking about managing your finances, the installment, of course, two condos is easier to manage than your one landed. Because if you stay in a landed property, the money installment minimum is maybe about 10K, whereby condo is cheaper. But if you can do even better, maybe you can try the best to still have two, but one landed, one condo. So I got many people who start with one condo first. Then if their huakui become bigger, two condo. Then if you are bigger huakui, then will be sell one condo, become one landed. So you can have, after the two condos, you can go for one landed, one condo. Then you are more huan, then two landed. Yeah, so the two lender is the creme de la creme. So I'm very happy. One of my very good friends, he just entered. So he called it the two lender club. So I'm very happy for him. So I'm very happy for him and her. So let's give them a round of applause. So it's two lender, it's possible. I mean, I have done it. I have met people who have done it. So those people who have two lender, I am very happy for you. If not, two condos are a lot, is also very good, but there are always ways how to get two. So don't anyhow buy. So that's the reason you need to learn in the webinar and give me your weekend. This weekend, give me so that I can teach you how to do step by step. How to build your hotel bigger and bigger. So total net worth for two such property landed, roughly how much? Total net worth for such two landed is roughly how much? Landed, okay, net worth. They own 6 million landed now, and they managed to buy another landed 4.5 million. So I think currently the both landed adds up to be about 10 to 10.5 million. Yeah, so I think that's the two landed current value now. Their two landed is about 10 plus million. So I'm very happy. So I recently, a few months ago, I also got to know someone who also got two landed. I think the current lender they are holding is about, I don't know, I guess maybe 5 million for the first one. And the second property they bought also 4 plus million. So maybe also near 10 million for two. Because now lender, I think smelly 4 plus million. Last time 3 million. Okay, when I say last time, 3 years ago, 3 million, a lot. Now 3 million are the goal. Goals don't even want to stay in the lender. So yeah, times have changed. That's why I say good property always appreciate one. Don't look at lousy ones. So okay, I take some questions. I try to answer as many as possible. Do you think 5-room HDB flat plus 3-bed 2-bath condo both fully paid? Should I sell my HDB and keep 2-3-bed 2-bath? Which is better? Well, now you got so much money. You should have, based on this kind of portfolio, you have fully paid your 3-bed 2-bath. So if you leverage, now the interest rate is cheap like shit. This kind of portfolio, you should have at least one 4 and one 3-bed 3-bath. So maybe if you want to do better, go for one 4-bedder and the other one 3-bed 3-bath. But if you want to start small, you can keep your 3-bed 2-bath, but you upgrade your 5-room HDB flat to a bigger 3-bedder. So you can have a 3-3 for stay and a 3-2 for investment. Also can. Okay, next question. What are the key things to look for when it comes to buying property for own stay versus investment? Okay, own stay depends on where you are familiar with, or any school's requirement, any place that you because sometimes people like the west more than the east. What some people prefer the north more than the west or east. So own stay got a lot more factors now, which you should put in more focus and more effort on looking for the own state property. Investment property are the easiest property to buy because Eric tell you to buy where, just buy. It's all about price, right? So, and the good thing is to learn what is considered good property, what is considered a good performing one, and it's also important to learn what is lousy, what is shit property. Why I always say this shit one and why it don't perform, there's always reasons behind. And all these skill sets you'll be learning in the 2 days program. And these skill sets will be with you forever. So using my magic formula, you can call this magic formula. If you use this magic formula, it's evergreen. It's always like that. So if you buy based on these few sets of factors, you will make your money. It depends how much you make. Make more or make less only. So recently, like just now, I got people who shared me that they know someone who own a 1-bedder for investment, and they hold it for like more than 3 years already. And to me, it's like, why hold for so long? For those people, 1-2-bedder, sell and buy 3-bedder already. Why you wait for so long? Oh, is it because the rental good? Come on, you buy bigger one, the bigger unit rental got more. So I do not know why people. I mean, if you are happy with what you have, then okay lah, you can keep lah. But if you ask me, Eric, how can I make more money? Then, of course, selling and buy the bigger one will make more sense in the long run, ma. Okay, so the next question. Do you think Bayshore worth buying if it launches at 3,000 per square feet? I believe if the unit is small and very high floor, then, of course, that is a possible at 3,000. But if you ask me, should we buy small? No. Should we buy so high? No. So, of course, it all depends on the entry price. And, of course, next year, all the developer, all they got good hard one, they will give good price. But the key thing is you must be ready, ma. And not everyone can buy new launch. New launch is usually for your second property. First one is usually resale, so that you don't need to rent and wait, ma. So you need to settle your resale first, your own stay first, before you go into new launch, ma. Okay, so next question. Eric, first time buyer, buying 4-bedder resale district 3-4. Oh, district 3 or 4, Tiong Bahru, good area. I don't like Tiong Bahru. I don't know, Tiong Bahru is good, but the prices there, the demand there, heard from property agent that landed market is very hot now. Then this property agent is a real property agent because there are many pirated one bubble tea agent that anyhow say. Landed market is always good because the supply is very limited. Okay, I'm going to drag 1 more minute. I'm going to settle everything there. Then let's go. So remember, register the program, register the link so that I see you the webinar later at night. How old is 2 old for resale 3-bed 2? Try to aim less than 10 years old. Eric, opinion on upcoming 95 templates. I'll be giving the review about 2 months later. Anyway, I heard they're launching on March. On lender, besides D15, 19, can buy 28. Of course, buy nearer to town better because you renovate in Tuas, you renovate in Orchard, landed, both are the same price. You construct in Pasir Ris and you construct in core region. The price is the same, but the appreciation is different. So buy nearer to town. Hello, okay, Master, what is the oldest age for 3-bed? Buy less than 10, 15 also can, but it's not about age, it's all about whether the project got demand, so check volume. So all these I'll be touching in the webinar in the 2 days program. Hi Eric, should I wait for my 2+ study to appreciate further? Sell already, all the 2, please don't wait. So all the 1-2-bedder, you are wasting time, wasting opportunity. If you still don't want to waste time, waste opportunity, see you at 9, I need to makan. So see you at 9, register so that I see you at 9 o'clock. See you guys. And don't miss out. Okay, see you guys. For those people who have registered, don't worry. My team will send you all the Zoom details by tomorrow. So if you haven't received, don't worry. My company's number, 8606-0670. See you in the webinar later. See you.